Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, March 11th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
Iran's ballistic missile attacks are down more than 90%.
Fresh wave of airstrikes in Middle East overnight, and Simon Harris is in Paris. Plus, we've audio the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israel has launched new strikes on Iran and Lebanon this morning. It comes as sirens sound across Tel Aviv and central Israel as the exchange of missiles continues. Meanwhile, the White House is refusing to rule out putting US troops on the ground, with the Pentagon confirming 140 American soldiers have been wounded in the last 10 days. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal was briefed by security officials yesterday and said he was left with the opinion that troops would be deployed soon. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked if Donald Trump is thinking of sending soldiers to the front line.
Wisely, he does not rule options out as commander-in-chief. So again, I would hesitate to confirm anything that a Democrat on Capitol Hill says right now about the president's thinking.
Independent TD Michael Lowry says the DPP has decided not to bring any charges against him over the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal. A file was sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions last year relating to the findings of the tribunal from back in 2011. In a statement published on Facebook, Michael Lowry says he welcomes the formal decision of the DPP that there will be no charges brought against him arising from the findings of the tribunal. The Moriarty Tribunal was established to examine payments to Mr. Lowry and his links to businessman Dennis O'Brien. At least six people have died in a bus fire in Switzerland, which police say was started deliberately by a teenager. The fire is thought to have broken out in Kerzers near Freiburg when a man armed with petrol set himself alight. The country's president says he's saddened by yet more deaths just months after the deadly bar fire on New Year's Day. A man in his 20s is being questioned about an alleged assault and suspicious approaches to children in Dublin 3. He was arrested in Santry yesterday after Gardaí searched a property in the area. He was detained overnight at a Garda station in the Dublin region, where he can be held for up to 24 hours. In the north, a man is still being questioned over the suspected murder of Ellie Flanagan in County Fermanagh. The 23-year-old was found dead at a house in Enniskillen on Saturday. A murder investigation was launched and a 45-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of murder and other related offences. Yesterday, detectives were given an extra 24 hours to question the man as part of their inquiry. It might not be until Tuesday, but St. Patrick's Day festivities are already kicking off around the world. More than 38 government officials are visiting around 40 countries to mark the occasion. Celebrations have already started in Brazil, Australia, Greece and France. News Talk's Jessica Woodlock reports now from Paris.
France is connected to St. Patrick by virtue of the fact he spent time studying here. Well, at least that's what officials were told last night as the Irish Embassy in Paris kicked off its annual celebrations. Taoiseach Sir Simon Harris is representing Ireland on this two-day visit. He says there's a strong trading relationship between the countries.
It's heading towards 50 billion euro a year in trade between our two countries, so it's an important relationship, and of course France is our nearest neighbour within the European Union.
The Taoiseach will meet his French counterpart today, as well as members of the business community. It's expected trade uncertainty as a result of the conflict in the Middle East will be a big talking point, with France holding the presidency of the G7. Jessica Woodlock, Paris.
Over a quarter of teenagers don't know how to use an ATM, and one in three learn about money from social media. Research from the money advice and budgeting service MABS shows TikTok is the most popular go-to place for young people wanting to ask money-related questions. However, parents will be relieved to hear 73% still turn to mum and dad to ask the big questions. MABS' Carl Cronin says there's lots of information available online, but you need to be careful not to slip between the gaps.
While we recognise that social media has a big role to play in providing information, young people must ensure that they get their information from trusted and reliable sources to avoid the risk of being misinformed and potentially making bad financial decisions, which could result in a financial loss.
A cold and windy snap is on the way for the entire country tomorrow. A status yellow warning for wind comes into effect at midnight and will remain in place until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Meath Éireann is warning of difficult travelling conditions and fallen trees. Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather says it's disappointing news for those who are looking for a milder spring.
We do have some more wet and windy weather, and we also have some colder air. So there is actually a risk of wintry showers tomorrow night. And unfortunately, the unsettled weather is here with us again.
A woman has appeared in court in California charged with the attempted murder of the singer Rihanna. 35-year-old Ivana Lisette Ortiz from Orlando in Florida is accused of firing shots at her house in L.A. on Sunday. The Grammy winner was at home with her husband and three children at the time. Ortiz faces a total of 13 charges. And in sport, in soccer, Arne Slot's 100th game as Liverpool boss ended with a 1-0 defeat to Galatasaray for the second time in this season's Champions League. Having lost in the league phase in September, they went down by the same scoreline in the first leg of their last 16 tie in Istanbul. And Slot says there were a number of similarities.
We weren't able to score. Like last time, when we had our chances, they 5 seconds later got their first attack, led to a corner, and there and you have, because we have credits, the way they, when they get a chance, they play it as if it's the last chance of their lives.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.